Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Leamington Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now I hope you all had a fantastic weekend. I've got a sterling interview lined up for you today with one of my good friends. Now this bloke organises a Warwickshire Pride Festival each year. He organises a Warwickshire Wellbeing Fair. He helps people using hypnotherapy. And he's my lead curator of Grow Library, formerly known as Grow Leamington. This guy is a god in my eyes. And his name is Daniel Brown, and on Twitter, he is at DB Therapy. Now, we're going to be talking all about his history, his background, how he got into hypnotherapy, some common misconceptions, and some other really cool stuff. So, it's a two-part interview with a special podcast extra at the end. So, let's get cracking with part one. Let's go. So, today, I am joined with the one and only Daniel Brown, who runs and owns Daniel Brown Hypnotherapy. Nice to meet you, Dan. How are you doing?
Hello. Nice to meet you. Right. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, same now, actually. We've known you. Yeah, exactly. But it's been quite cool. And this interview's been overdue for quite a while, to be fair.
Yes.
So cheers for meeting. So tell the people who don't know you what you do, where you're based, and how you can help them start off with.
So, as Gary said, I'm Daniel Brown. I am a hypnotherapist. I've been in practice for about 7 years now. I've got a clinic in Warwick, right in the town centre, another one in Evesham. I work via Skype and FaceTime around the UK as well. I specialise in weight loss, quitting smoking, anxiety and confidence, and I just love everything about hypnosis and helping people.
Oh, sweet. So you've been doing it for 7 years. What were you doing before then?
So before I became a hypnotherapist, I did all sorts of random jobs, really. So yeah. I first worked in a hairdresser's, went into retail, then worked in various shops. Mm-hmm. I've worked in a factory testing soil samples for building sites.
Okay.
What else have I done? And then I moved into mental health after that. I worked with people with schizophrenia, helping them to rebuild their lives after leaving hospital, get back into the community. Mm-hmm. And from there, I went into working with people learning disabilities and supporting them in their own homes. And then I fell into hypnotherapy.
Oh, wow. So all of those things kind of seem to be helping people and relating to people. Have you had a passion for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even, you know, from a very young age, I've always wanted to help people and support them. And, you know, I'll do anything for anyone. I'm that kind of person, really.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So you started working into mental health. And then how did you jump from mental health to hypnotherapy? So there's a link, I'm sure. Yeah, I just can't see it on the face of it.
Yeah, I mean, working in mental health, I used a lot of counselling skills.
Okay.
When I was supporting people, and I decided I wanted to train to become a counsellor. And when I enrolled onto a course to do that, there was an option to do a hypnotherapy qualification as well, and I thought, you know, it'd be never string to my bow and yeah, might be quite interesting. So I went for it, and turns out that's what I loved more than the counselling.
Love it. So I just love the fact that you were in a profession, you took an opportunity, and it paid off, and you found something that you loved.
Yeah, sometimes you have to, you know, if there's something you want to do, you just have to go for it.
Yeah, cool. So when you started to do this course, it was a year-long course, did you say? And
yeah.
Then after the year, did you decide to set up on your own at that point, or where was your mind at that point?
Right after the very first class of the hypnotherapy diploma, I decided that's what I wanted to do, and by the end of the course I was going to be set up as a hypnotherapist.
Wow.
And that was going to be my career. I was
that quick,
you know, hooked on it that quickly. So as soon as I qualified, the very next day I set myself up as my business and went for it.
Wow. So that's either a very, very, very good day, or it touched you some deeper inside you?
Yeah, I knew nothing about hypnotherapy when I went into it. I thought it was what you see on telly, you know, the stage hypnotism.
Yeah.
But when I realised how beneficial it is to people and how it can help people really make life changes, it hurt me straight away, and I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Nice. So fast forward a couple of years, you've been in business for, you know, a couple of year and a half, 2 years. Did you still have that same kind of passion at that point? Because there'll be people in this in exactly the same position.
I did, and actually I think my passion is still growing. It's oh, wow. never waned, and I feel more passionate about it now than ever. I mean, I knew nothing about setting up in business, and you know, that was a hard slog. Yeah. You know, I naively thought at the time, oh, I'm going to be a hypnotherapist, it's going to be fabulous. Yeah. I'll see loads of clients and it'll be really good. You know, then the hard work began. But in terms of a hypnotherapy, it's never waned, no. my passion.
Oh, cool. Now, for the people who don't really understand what hypnotherapy is, how would you explain it to someone who hasn't got a clue, who might have just seen it on TV?
So, hypnotherapy, first of all, you don't need to look into my eyes or around my eyes or anything like that.
Do you need a coin with a pendulum?
No, absolutely not. There's no clicking fingers, no making you cluck like a chicken, that kind of stuff. Basically, I just use my voice to help your mind and your body feel nice and deeply relaxed, and when you are so relaxed, I'll plant positive suggestions in your mind.
Okay.
And when you're nice and relaxed, your subconscious mind is more open to accepting those suggestions.
Got you. And is it the subconscious mind that really enforces a change in that case?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So it's pretty much not what you see on TV at all.
No, not at all. And when I was doing my training, we were taught that actually in a lot of these things you see on the television and stage shows, they may have a lineup of six people, four of them will actually be actors, and then the two wow. genuine people at the end will just copy the behaviour of the actors. So
makes sense.
A lot of it is not genuine.
Okay.
Sorry to start
the No, I think it's important for people to understand different bits. And if that industry and hypnotherapy has been shown not in the right light, I think it's really good to speak to people like yourself who can enlighten people.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, stage hypnotism and what you see on telly, it has its place, it's entertainment. But what I do is very much therapy, and hypnotherapy can really help people.
Cool. So in terms of hypnotherapy helping people, do you kind of see a couple of main types of people coming in?
Yes, I do. I mean, as I mentioned at the start, I specialise in weight loss, quitting smoking, anxiety and confidence. So they're the main type of clients that I see. Probably weight loss more than anything. Yeah. There's a lot of people turning to hypnotherapy for weight loss. And I use something called the virtual gastric band, which is okay. like having an actual gastric band minus the pain, the complications, the risks and the expense.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll talk about that maybe a little bit more in part two, because what I'd be interested to find out, because of the time of year being around the Christmas period at the moment, it will be a case that it'll be really good to hear some maybe top tips about that as well. So we'll delve into that a bit more. You mentioned about confidence and anxiety. Obviously you've already mentioned that the subconscious is powerful, and if you open it up you can generate and affect the person. But confidence and anxiety, I know when I was speaking to other people, they sometimes said that's actually just a symptom of something else. Is that right in your opinion, or not quite? So they might not feel confident because of something of public speaking, for instance, but actually it goes deeper than that.
Some people, they'll have had something happen in their life that has made them feel anxious about something in particular, or just anxious in general, or have a lack of confidence. How I work is, you know, I'm all about achieving results and helping people to make changes. So I don't necessarily need to delve into people's pasts and what's happened. I'm very much about getting them the results and getting them the results quickly. But it's absolutely right that something will have happened. I mean, nobody's born feeling anxious, or no one's born with a lack of confidence. It's the way we're conditioned by things that happen in our lives.
Oh, sweet. Cool. But I think we're going to end it in part one here. And then when we come back on part two, we'll talk a little bit more about your different customers, some top tips, and we'll go from there. How does that sound?
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.
Everyone knows that business owners and networkers have to make presentations. But even for these people, that can cause sickness and sleepless nights. If the words booming heart rate, anxiety, dread describe your emotions as your turn to speak approaches, then contact me at Ernie Said. That's www.erniesaid.info, and we will make those words comfortable, confident and inspiring. Ernie Said.
Now let's rejoin me and Daniel for part two of this brilliant interview. We're back now with Daniel and for part two. So in the first part, we talked a little bit about your background and a bit about how you got into hypnotherapy. And we finished off saying that you were talking about a couple of different types of customers who come in. It's obviously at the time of year when Christmas is just around the corner, or if you listen to this after Christmas, it's just gone. And people might have overindulged, or people might be focusing on planning ahead. You know, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the end of November, really, I had people getting in touch wanting to lose weight either before Christmas or booking in for January to lose weight after all the indulgence over Christmas.
That's forward planning to book it in November.
Yes, it is. But yeah, there's a lot of people wanting to lose weight this time of year.
Yeah. So why do you think that is?
I think because they know Christmas is coming and they're going to be having the big turkey dinner and all the cake and Christmas pudding. And I think the average person puts on 7 pounds over Christmas and New Year. So that's half a stone, which is quite a lot, actually. So I think it's just people know what's coming and that they're going to need to get back into shape.
Cool. So they'll start kind of planning this in November and booking you in for then. Have you got any kind of tips for people before Christmas to kind of help them on their way?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been discussing this with some of my weight loss clients actually the last couple of weeks, how they can lose weight over Christmas. And you know, it's okay to indulge and have the odd treats. Life would be pretty boring if we didn't have you know, those treats. But I think it's about everything in moderation, really. So you know, have a slice of cake but make it smaller than usual and be good for the rest of the day. Or have a smaller dinner, you know, it's all about smaller amounts really, and everything in moderation.
So did you say you've got a clinic or workshops that you do as well, or these people who go to the actual therapy?
These are my virtual gastric band clients.
Cool. Okay. And if someone was gonna kind of forward plan and think, okay, going to overindulge, or I have overindulged by the time they listen to this show, or in the middle of doing it, how quickly are they going to start to see results potentially if they come to see you with using hypnotherapy?
From the very first day. It really is like having an actual gastric band fitted around the top part of your stomach, and it brings the same results. So in the first week you can lose up to half a stone, and then it's about 3 pounds per week after that, which is quite a healthy rate of weight loss. But from the very first day you should notice a difference.
Wow. And that's a case of booking in with you and getting it, and either come to Warwick or Evesham?
Yeah, Warwick or Evesham, or if you can't get to either of those places, I work via Skype or FaceTime on my iPad. Book in and I'll help you.
Oh, fair enough. So if you have overindulged over Christmas, you're the person to go to.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice. Cool. So if you're listening to this any kind of time of the year, because obviously this is going to be turned into the podcast as well, in terms of kind of weight loss throughout the year, do you find there's a spike at Christmas because of all the factors that we've said? Or do you find that other times of the year, let's say Beachbody during summer or whatever it could be, is popular?
Yeah, I mean, Christmas and New Year, particularly January, things, you know, it's very much a boom period of the year, not just for weight loss, but with everything. Yeah. But in terms of weight loss, September also, when people come back from their summer holidays, when the kids go back to school, they want to get back into shape after that. And also April, May as well, before people go on their holidays. So there's about three spikes for the year.
Okay. Sweet, cool. So in terms of New Year's resolutions, do you find there's a spike at that point, just in general, people kind of reflect on the previous year and go, do you know what, I want to change this, or I want to improve something in my life?
Yeah, I think it's something, the statistic is that 88% of people don't achieve their New Year's resolutions each year, which is really high.
That's high.
I do have people booking in that, you know, their resolution might be to lose weight or to quit smoking, or maybe to something like pass their driving test, and they need hypnotherapy to help with nerves, something like that. It could be anything.
Oh, cool. So in terms of going into, I think we've covered the weight loss section of it. What was the other kind of customer types that you normally have?
At the moment, I'm seeing a lot of ladies in their 40s and 50s who want to cut down on the amount of alcohol they drink, and then they have slipped into the habit of having a bottle of wine each night, sitting in front of a television, or they're just drinking more than they would like to, really.
Yeah.
And that's becoming increasingly common. More and more people are coming to see me for that every year.
Okay, that's interesting. Maybe that's the lifestyle change or some that, a lot of people are facing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we all have busy lives with work and juggling home life and children. And I guess it's easy to just reach for another glass of wine.
Yeah, no. I can kind of see that. I can kind of see that. In terms of throughout the year, we've spoken about the spikes, and we spoke about obviously the ladies in the 40s and 50s drinking a little bit too much, or potentially needing to cut down even. Have you got any kind of goals for yourself, maybe? Since obviously you're helping other people, have you got any kind of positive experiences about hypnosis helping yourself?
Yeah, I've used hypnosis on myself many times. So I've used it to help build my own confidence and anxiety, and that's one of the reasons I now specialise in that area. I've also used it for weight loss myself. I used to weigh 21 stone.
Wow.
So that's really helped me as well. And I try and at least twice a week just do a bit of relaxation, self-hypnosis, just to keep me focused and feeling good.
And is that something that anybody could kind of potentially teach themselves to do?
They can teach themselves, I mean, there's probably plenty of tutorials on YouTube or, you know, places like that. But I also work with my clients to teach them self-hypnosis and give them a CD or MP3 that they can use at home to teach themselves as well.
Gotcha. Okay. I just think it would be, sometimes it's quite nice to hear someone say, actually, you can do it yourself, but 9 times out of 10 people want to go to someone to be able to do it anyway. But for mini sessions, that could enforce your message, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if more people knew how to do self-hypnosis, more people would do it, I think, and see its benefits.
Yeah, oh, cool. Now, I know you've got a few other hats and you love helping people through events. Do you want to just talk about those a little bit at this stage of the interview?
Yeah, I do. As well as a hypnotherapist, I'm also chair of trustees for a local charity, Warwickshire Pride, and we organise a big, colourful festival that happens at the Pump Room Gardens in Leamington each summer. We run services through that as well, so we have youth drop-ins in Leamington and Stratford, supporting young people through bullying and coming out, that kind of thing. We work with adults and providing the same kind of service, really. They can come and get support for the issues in their lives. And I also organise the Warwickshire Wellbeing Fair, that is a now annual event, happens in the spring at the Town Hall in Leamington.
I think they're two really good topics and they fit really well into your why. I love that. In terms of kind of Pride, we'll talk about the fair in a moment, but in terms of Pride, how long has that been going now?
So the first one was in 2013.
Okay.
I woke up one morning, as I do often, and decided, I think I'm going to do a Pride event. It's going to happen in about 3 months' time, and it's going to be really fabulous, and thousands of people will come.
Just like that?
Just like that. That's often how my ideas happen. I just wake up and run with it.
Yeah.
And pretty much 3 months to the day, it happened, and the sun was shining, and thousands of people did come.
So the vision
appeared. It was really good. So yeah, luckily.
Oh wow! So that was 2013.
Yeah.
And it's been going every year since.
Every year since, yes.
Nice.
Yes.
And when is it normally on the same weekend?
We've moved it about a bit, but now we've settled on the weekend before the bank holiday in August.
Got you.
Not much else happens locally then, so next one's on 19th of August.
Nice. So if you're going to go to the Pride Festival, could you call it a festival?
It's a festival.
Cool.
Yeah.
So Pride Festival. What would people see?
They will see lots of colour, lots of rainbow flags, and interestingly dressed people. There's a main stage with performances. We have a lot of local artists and men tend to book someone from The X Factor or The Voice or, you know, someone relatively well known. We have lots of stalls, around about 70. This year we introduced a dog show that will be coming back in 2017. We have a youth tent, fairground, and lots going on.
There's loads going on, It's massive. That's cool. And if they wanted to find further information about the Warwickshire Pride, how would they?
The best place is probably the website, warwickshirepride.co.uk.
Yeah.
And lots of stuff goes on Facebook as well. Just search for Warwickshire Pride and Twitter. That's at Warks Pride. W-A-R-K-S Pride.
Yeah, you can't fit Warwickshire into the username.
No.
Not normally. We've got actually with Radio Warwickshire. It's Radio Walks.
Yes.
It's the same thing. Cool. Okay, so that Pride is, so if you want to check out the website. That's really cool. I've been onto the website and it's so easy to navigate. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, lots of info on there. And yeah, come and check out the festival. It's free and lots going on.
Nice. And the next event, I suppose, is the Warwickshire Wellbeing Fair, because that's in the spring.
It is. Next one's on 29th of April at the Town Hall in Leamington, yes.
Cool. So last year was the first one. I was lucky enough to be part of it, which I love doing. Wellbeing's one of those topics that some people get and some people don't get. So, if you're going to walk into the Warwickshire Wellbeing Fair, what would you see and what would you feel when you walk in?
So, the Warwickshire Wellbeing Fair, it's all about helping people to feel good in their mind, their body and their soul. So, we have lots of exhibitor stalls, all sorts of health and beauty and wellbeing businesses, lots of taster treatments, yoga sessions, we had a juice bar this year, and lots of talks and demos as well from local wellbeing business people.
Cool, okay. And is it a free event to go to? Actually, with the Warwickshire Pride, is it a free event as well?
Yeah, they're both free events. I don't like to charge people to come and have a good time, you know. And
no.
I try and every event that I do, I try and make sure it's free for people to come along and get involved. And, you know, then it's accessible to all people.
Makes sense. That's cool. And are there stalls and kind of slots available for both of them?
There are, yes. Stall bookings are open for both. They've both got an early bird, actually, until 1st of January.
Okay.
So now's an ideal time to book, really, and bag yourself a bargain as well.
Hey, perfect. And that's both for the Pride and the Wellbeing event.
Yeah, both events, yeah.
That'd be sweet. That's cool. So, yeah, book in early and save yourself some money.
Save yourself some money and, yeah, get involved in some good events.
Nice. I know I'm definitely going to be part of the Warwickshire Wellbeing Fair. Sadly, the Pride falls until the weekend of my birthday, so... I'm not going to be able to make that because my other half would kill me if I worked over my birthday. Yeah, no question about that. So I don't want that.
No.
But Warwickshire Wellbeing Fair, absolutely cracking event. Absolutely brilliant. So let's go back to the hypnotherapy for a little bit. Now, at this point in the interview, I always like to ask everybody about their kind of one golden nugget. Now, this is their chance to depart one piece of really cool advice that can help a business, an individual, whoever they want. So what would your golden nugget be?
Oh, my golden nugget. I guess it's... My golden nugget would actually be something that is not necessarily related to hypnotherapy, but it's kind of how I live my life, really.
Yeah.
And that's to never let anyone tell you that you cannot do something or achieve something. If there's something you want to do, if you've got an idea, run with it, go for it, and see what happens.
I love that. As someone who comes up with loads of ideas and... 9 times out of 10, well, I'll probably say 5 times out of 10, they're never going to go anywhere because they're just pie in the sky. But actually, the sheer fact that, someone shouldn't give up, and if they've got an idea, run with it, that's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And is that how you live your life, pretty much?
Absolutely, it's how I always live my life. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I wake up in the morning and just have these ideas in my head and I run with them. And, you know, sometimes they don't work out, but at least I've given it a go.
Yeah, exactly. And then you don't look back thinking, oh, that idea about having a festival, celebrate Pride. Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I haven't got any regrets at all.
No, absolutely not. And I really don't like to think, oh, what if, you know.
Yeah. Well, I can say that Leamington and Warwick is much better with you here
because of the festivals and the events and the confidence you're giving people.
Oh, thank you.
So absolutely spot on. If people wanted to find a little more information about yourself, about your hypnotherapy business, about anything else, how will they follow you on social media, websites, that kind of thing?
So on social media, if you follow me on Twitter, it's at Daniel Hypno. On Facebook, if you search for Daniel Brown Hypnotherapy, my page should come up. And my website is daniel-brown.co.uk. Amber Brown has an E.
Got you. Thank you. And also check out his blogs. He's a fantastic writer with loads of good advice coming out throughout the year as well.
Thank you.
Absolutely spot on. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Daniel, for the time.
Thank you. Good to chat. Cheers.
Now, here are 10 simple ways that you can get involved with Leamington Hour straight away. Now, I'm going to break it down into days of the week to make it easier. So on Monday, at 6:30 in the morning, I drop an email into your inbox, which is the first Leamington Hour newsletter. Now, this is full of useful hints, tips, links to blogs, links to podcasts, links to radio shows. It gives you really cool information, and you can use social media to sign up for that or go to www.leamingtonhour.co.uk for more details. Later on a Monday, between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening, we have a Leamington Hour radio show, which is on Radio Warwickshire. Now, most of the interviews that you will hear on the podcast would have been on the Radio Warwickshire show. So if you do want to hear more interviews with more people before the podcast comes out, then tune in to Radio Warwickshire every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30. On Wednesday, it is Leamington Hour Day. So once a month, we have a monthly workshop, which happens normally between 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, this ranges from different skills, ranging from Twitter, podcasting, blogging, content creation. There's 4 or 5 different workshops available. And again, you can check it out on the Eventbrite page or on the website. But they're there to help you develop and grow you and your business. Later on Wednesday, between 4 and 5, there's Leamington Hour on Twitter. All you need to do is type in hashtag Leamington Hour into the search box and just join them in the conversation. If you're not too sure about what a networking hour is, on my blog, I've just released a how to use a networking hour, and there's also a workshop about it as well. So if you're not too sure, give me a shout, I can send it over to you. Later on that day, straight after the hour, you've actually got a repeat of a Leamington Hour radio show on Radio Warwickshire. And straight after that, at 6 o'clock, it's available to download. So if you did miss it and you want to download it, check it out on Audioboom, and that's another way of getting in touch. Once a month then, on Wednesday, which is why I say Wednesday is Leamington Hour Day, because there's so much going on, we have the Leamington Hour networking event, which happens once a month in different locations in and around Leamington, and these are fantastic. If I don't say so myself, you've got 2 guest speakers at every event, plus also open networking before and after. And it's a great way of getting into networking, but it's also a great way of meeting new people. So let us know if you do want to get in touch and do want to attend one of those. You can become a member, which is cheaper, or you can just pay as you go. Thursday, you can have a day off. And Friday, you've got another newsletter, which again has local information, hints, tips, blogs, loads of cool stuff coming to you at 6:30 in the morning. And also, this Leamington Hour podcast comes out as well. So subscribe to it on iTunes, check it out on Audioboom, check it out on the blog because it gets posted straight onto there. But they are the 10 ways you can get involved with Leamington Hour each month. Now, it wouldn't be a Leamington Hour podcast without a podcast extra. So this is Daniel giving his top 3 tips.
In this podcast extra, we're going to be talking to Daniel about 3 top tips about improving your self-care. Is that about right?
Yeah, self-care, maintaining your mental well-being and, and making sure you feel good.
Perfect. So why is that really important? Apart from the feeling good bit, that's obvious.
I just think that many of us are so busy with work and life and we're not investing enough time or effort in ourselves, really.
Cool. No, I completely agree. If you're busy, the last thing you actually think about is sometimes yourself. So yeah. What's your top tip number 1?
So my first tip for self-care is to get in touch with a friend or family member that you haven't seen for a long time. Keep those relationships going. And, you know, I think many of us are guilty of not keeping in touch with people as much as we should. and never getting around to arranging to see a certain person. So, you know, pick up the phone, call a friend, have a good chat with them, call a family member, arrange to see them, and invest more time in those relationships.
Brilliant top tip. What's your top tip number two?
Top tip number two is to make sure that you schedule in some me time each week.
And, oh, nice.
You know, even if you need to ship the kids off somewhere, tell your partner to go out, just so you can spend a bit of time to yourself, you know, maybe run yourself a nice hot bath or sit down and catch up on some telly, watch a film, or, you know, anything that you enjoy doing. But, yeah, you know, make sure you have that time to yourself each week. You'll really benefit from it.
Oh, cracking. Cool. And what's your top tip number three?
Top tip number three is to look after yourself, really, and try and live as healthily and mindfully as possible. So, you know, eat healthily, eat as much as you can, because, you know, how the body feels can actually affect the mind as well. And, you know, plenty of exercise, you know, all the things we know but don't necessarily do enough of, and enjoy the odd treat.
Brilliant. So if we can just recap, what's your top tip number one?
Top tip number one, get in touch with a friend or family member that you haven't seen for a while. Catch up with them.
Perfect. Top tip number two?
Schedule in some me time every week. Take time out for yourself. You deserve it.
Spot on. And top tip number three?
Live as healthily as possible, but enjoy the odd treat.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for that brilliant interview. And remember, check him out. He's all over social media. His Facebook handle is obviously Daniel Brown. Twitter handle at DB Therapy. And just get on it. He's a really good guy whose main aim is to help people. That's his why. So check him out. And thank you very much, Daniel, for spending the time with us. Now, all of these interviews have been on my radio show on Radio Warrior Show called The Leamington Hour Radio Show, and you can hear that every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30, and it's repeated every Wednesday between 5 and 6. So if you like these, check it out on iTunes, subscribe so it goes straight into your inbox each week. Have a great week, everyone, and take care. See you later.